Our birth is but a sleep and a forgetting. The soul that rises with us, our life's star, hath had elsewhere its setting and cometh from afar. William Wordsworth. Anything can happen in baseball. I've been a fan of the game for exactly 3.5 years as the result of our 6-year-old son's uncanny affection for America's favorite pastime. A story shared by countless Little League moms since the proverbial first pitch, I'm sure. Every mother wants to believe that her child will be that 1 in a million who makes it to the big leagues. But this is not a story about that. This is the story of a young boy who opened our eyes to the rich history of baseball in the 1920s and 30s and showed us all that what truly matters in this lifetime is the difference we make in the lives of others. When our son, Christian Haupt, was 5 years old, we received a call from a representative of the Los Angeles Dodgers requesting to come to our home and interview him about his baseball adventures. It may sound strange that a Major League Baseball team was interested in documenting the exploits of a boy who was barely old enough to play T-ball, but what was far more interesting than the 5-minute documentary that aired on television is what our son had been telling us behind closed doors for the previous 2 years about having been a tall baseball player in another lifetime. This is a story that we have only shared with our closest friends and family, until now. The YouTube videos of our son Christian playing baseball had been viewed by over 5 million people by the time he reached his 5th birthday. However, our real journey began when the very first video we ever uploaded to YouTube happened to catch the eye of actor-comedian Adam Sandler. In a strange twist of fate, within days of uploading the YouTube video of our then 2-year-old son hitting and throwing baseballs, we found ourselves on a plane to Boston to film Christian's baseball-playing cameo role in the movie That's My Boy. This serendipitous trip to Boston was a turning point for us in truly understanding the depth of our 2-year-old son's passion for baseball. Christian's love of the game began on the sidelines of his big sister Charlotte's T-ball games when he was still in diapers. When he caught his first glimpse of a real Little League game, he studied the 8- and 9-year-old players with laser-like focus and spent countless hours every day imitating their moves. It was quite amusing to see a toddler winding up for a pitch with a big leg kick or twirling his bat and then pounding it on home plate before swinging with all his might. Christian was happy to put on a display for anyone who was willing to watch, and when he was in baseball mode, he preferred for us to call him Baseball Conrad, an alter ego he had created for himself using his middle name, Conrad. For the most part, it was an endearing hobby that brought us great joy, but there were moments when our patience was pushed to the limit. Since the time our son could walk, he carried a small wooden baseball bat with him wherever he went. By the age of 2, he insisted on wearing baseball pants, a baseball jersey, and baseball cleats every day, even in the heat of summer. Every time Christian saw a white line in the sky, he excitedly pointed to the sky and said, "Look, Mommy, a baseline." He took a bite out of a tortilla chip and said, "It looks like home plate." He once saw a white rectangle-shaped napkin on a bathroom floor and proclaimed, "That's cool, a pitcher's mound." If life was a Rorschach test, Christian was seeing baseball. My husband Michael and I had seen Charlotte go through a Disney princess phase as a toddler, but this was different. Our son Christian was different. He had no interest in toys or television and rarely interacted with the other kids in our Mommy and Me classes, instead pulling me away to pitch balls to him on the playground while his classmates participated in normal 2-year-old activities, such as playing with bubbles and building block towers with their peers. Most disconcerting was the fact that our attempts to deter him from his singular focus on baseball just made him more insistent. Christian's constant pleas for us to pitch balls to him every minute of the day, both inside and outside of our house, was downright exhausting for both of us. Most days, we would play baseball with him morning, noon, and night, yet he still begged for more. Not a day went by that baseball was not on his mind.